This is Ethically Speaking with Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott.
Recently, a friend took her misbehaving car to a repair shop. The shop identified an $1,100 part she needed to buy and have installed. He charged her $80 for the diagnosis.
Did she get a second opinion?
Well, yes. She took the car to the dealership. There, the service manager secured a loose connection and fixed the problem, free of charge. As parting advice, he told her that the prescribed $1,100 part wouldn't even fit the model car she drove.
So, what did she do?
She returned to the other repair shop and demanded her $80 back. Instead, the shop owner apologized for his mistake and gave her a $40 credit.
That sounds like a less than satisfying resolution. Shouldn't you be entitled to a full refund when you pay for a professional opinion and it's wrong?
Sometimes. I've had doctors disagree about what treatment's appropriate for my condition. I choose which opinion to accept, but I don't expect the other doctor to refund what I paid for the office visit.
Denny, there's a difference between a range of professional opinions for a chronic medical condition and telling someone to buy an $1,100 part that won't even fit their car.
Oh, that's more like a doctor telling me I have a prostate problem.
Or that I have uterine disease.
I guess I would demand my money back from a doctor who was that wrong. Ethically speaking, there's a difference between a matter of opinion, a matter of incompetence, and intentionally deceiving the customer, and consequently our reactions to them.
Have you been the victim of unethical behavior? Well, who hasn't? Tell us about it at ethicallyspeaking.org.
This show is a co-production of the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, with support from the Montana Committee for the Humanities and Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Music by Eric Hutchins.